Act 3, Scene 3. After Tybalt's death, Romeo ran directly to Friar Lawrence's church. He was frightened and confused. Friar Lawrence took Romeo to the sacristy and told him to hide there until he returned with news of the prince's reaction to the killing. Romeo waited impatiently for the friar to return. Finally, Friar Lawrence walked into the sacristy and locked the door.
"Father, what news do you have?" asked Romeo. "What is the prince's decision?"
"It's good,"
answered the friar.
"He didn't condemn you to death. He only ordered your exile from Verona."
"Exile?" cried Romeo. "I prefer to die. I can't leave Verona and Juliet."
"How can you say that? The law says that you should die for killing Tybalt. The prince is letting you live. Don't you understand that you're very lucky?"
Romeo shook his head violently and fell to the ground.
"I don't want to live without Juliet," he shouted. At that moment, someone knocked on the door.
"Who's there and what do you want?"
asked Friar Lawrence.
"Juliet sent me,"
answered the nurse from the other side of the door.
"I'm her nurse."
Friar Lawrence unlocked the door and the nurse entered the sacristy. Romeo looked up at the nurse.
"How is Juliet? Does she hate me for killing her cousin Tybalt? What does she say about our love?"
he asked.
"She doesn't say anything. She's too sad," responded the nurse. "She just cries all the time."
"I'm responsible for her sadness," exclaimed Romeo. He took out his dagger and tried to kill himself. Friar Lawrence quickly grabbed Romeo's arm, took the dagger and said,
"You surprise me, Romeo. You should be more mature. The most important thing is that both you and Juliet are alive. Visit her tonight, but be careful. You must leave before the sun rises. If the prince's soldiers find you in Verona, they will kill you immediately. Go to Mantua and wait patiently until I can reconcile your families."
Then the friar turned to the nurse.
"Tell Juliet that Romeo will be with her tonight."
The nurse left the sacristy.
"Remember, Romeo, leave for Mantua before the sun rises,"
continued the friar.
"I'll send your servant to you with news from here. Go, it's late."
"Thank you, father,"
said Romeo. The two men embraced, and Romeo ran from the sacristy. Later that evening, Capulet, Lady Capulet, and Count Paris were sitting in the library of the Capulet house.
"I'm sorry, Paris, but Juliet won't come down to see you tonight,"
said Lady Capulet.
"Tybalt's death has affected her very much. She won't even open her door."
"I understand," replied Paris.
"Don't worry," continued Lady Capulet. "I'll find out tomorrow what Juliet thinks about marrying you."
"Paris," interrupted Capulet, "I'll make a prediction about Juliet's desires. I'm sure that she'll agree to marry you."
He looked at Lady Capulet.
"Go to Juliet tomorrow morning. Tell her that Paris loves her and wants to marry her. What day is it today?"
"Monday," answered Paris. Capulet thought for a moment, then looked at his wife.
"Tell Juliet that she'll marry Paris on Thursday," he said. "What do you think, Paris? Do you agree to marry Juliet on Thursday?"
"I am ready to marry her as soon as possible," responded Paris.
"Good," exclaimed Capulet. Then the wedding will be on Thursday.